This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, quote, strongly condemned the Russian attack on a Ukrainian village on Thursday, according to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Ukrainian officials said a Russian missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in a village in northeastern Ukraine on Thursday, killing 51 people as they held a memorial service. Dujarric also said the attack was against international law.
Attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure are prohibited under international humanitarian law, and they must stop immediately.
It appeared to be one of the biggest civilian death tolls in any single Russian strike. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
Rescue workers are searching for nearly 100 people after flash floods triggered by a sudden heavy rainfall swamped several towns in northeastern India, killing at least 18 people. The Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority said that more than 2,000 people were rescued after Wednesday's floods, adding that state authorities set up 26 relief camps for more than 22,000 people impacted by the floods. 18 bodies have been found so far, said Vinay Bhushan Patak, the top state bureaucrat. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Uganda's main opposition party has released video of its leader Bobi Wine being led away by security agents who took him to his home after arriving back in the country on Thursday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says Wine claims he's under house arrest.
Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine was forced into a car by security agents and driven home on Thursday as he returned from a trip abroad, his party has said. Video published on social media by the National Unity Party showed Wine being led away after disembarking from a plane in Entebbe.
Where are you taking him?
The action appeared intended to avoid a public spectacle. Police had said on Wednesday that anyone on the streets to welcome Wine would be arrested. That followed calls from his party for a million-strong march. Wine, a pop star whose legal name is Robert Kyagulanyi, is Uganda's strongest political challenger to President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986.
Lawyers for Donald Trump have asked a judge to dismiss the Washington federal election subversion case against him. The lawyers argued Thursday the Republican is immune from prosecution for actions they say were taken in his official role as president. The motion amounts to the most pointed attack on the federal case, charging Trump with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. The Trump lawyers' motion says prosecutors can't argue that, quote, Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity and to advocate for the same were outside the scope of his duties. Prosecutors are expected to contest the motion. Malaysia on Thursday called on its neighbor Indonesia and other Southeastern Asian nations to act as air quality worsens across the country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Nick Nazmi Nick Ahmad, Malaysia's Minister of Natural Resources, Environment and Climate Change, said he has sent a letter to his Indonesian counterpart this week on worsening air quality from fires, urging Jakarta to take action on the matter.
We know that IPU in some of the areas have been classified as unhealthy above 100. And from the data that we've had, most of the hotspots are in Indonesia.
The government has also sent letters to Malaysian-owned plantation companies that operate in Indonesia to ensure they comply with laws and prevent burning. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The Belarus Red Cross says it is examining a call by the International Red Cross to fire its chief, Dmitry Shatsu, for violating rules on neutrality and integrity for bragging that his organization was ferrying children from Russian-occupied Ukraine to Belarus. On Thursday, Belarusian TV aired images of authorities in the Belarusian city of Novopolsk showing a recent arrived group of Ukrainian children to foreign diplomats from former Soviet republics, as well as China, India, Mozambique, and Syria. I'm Alexis Strope.